woke up this morning with the sun in my eyes. Same old world, just a different demise. Smell the bacon, put the coffee on the brew. Wake up the kids, get them ready for school. I refuse to let life get me down. I'm just thankful my feet hit the ground. Gonna be a good day, a great day. Hi friend, how are you? Gonna be a good day, a great day. Thanks God for all you do. Gonna be a good day. Jump in my car, pull it down into drive. Thank the Lord I'm still alive. Looking forward to spending the day. It's a good one that He hath made. I refuse to let life get me down. You never know when that trumpet will sound. Gonna be a good day, a great day. Hi friend, how are you? Gonna be a good day, a great day. Thanks God for all you do. Gonna be a good day. So many people let the world get them down. They chase their tail, just go round and round. Sit on the porch, they have nothing to do. Just cause trouble, surely that's not you. I refuse to let life get me down. I'll wear a smile and run from a frown. Gonna be a good day, a great day. Hi friend, how are you? Gonna be a good day, a great day. Thanks God for all you do. Gonna be a good day.
Gonna be a good day. That's our friend from over around Sparta, Tennessee. That's Tim Davis. Doing a good job on Gonna Be a Good Day. Well, friends, this is Roger Boone. Gonna be around with you for a little while. And I thank you so much for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time. And, well, this week, 29 years of radio broadcast for It's Gospel Time. Now, I'm kind of getting a little bit choked up when I think about that. See, we started out on a Saturday. It was 12 noon on 1380 AM in Asheville, North Carolina. That time it was WTOO, and now it's WKJV AM. And the radio station is a 24-hour day, all gospel music radio station and Christian programming. Still on that radio station, plus a lot of other radio stations now. Expected to be on radio for 3 months, actually, and possibly maybe 6 months, but no more than that. And on the 22nd day of April, 1989, when we started radio ministry, never dreamed we'd be on radio near as long as we have and reach near as many people as we have. Within a year after going on the radio, there was a couple from Fairview, North Carolina. They'll skin my noggin for doing this, but Bruce and Claire Jean Wright decided they was going to support this radio ministry. And they've never missed a month. Had they not felt led to do it, there were months that I just couldn't have done it. But they've been faithful every month from then forward. And they've done it. And they continue to. They're retired now. And they've continued to support this radio ministry, even in their retirement years. There's a little lady that's been on the radio, King of Kings Radio Network, up in Kentucky now, thanks to Brother David Carr, for a number of years. And there's a little lady up there that listens. She's retired and has health issues herself, but from time to time, as she can, she sends donations to help Miss Frances Dishon, and her prayers and then her financial support as she can has been an awesome help. And then I've got a little lady listens over in Sneepel, Tennessee. So faithful to pray for us and listen, Miss Lillian Smith. And then there's been others over the years that has helped and prayed. Your prayers mean more than anything else. But, of course, it does take money to keep the radio ministry going. And then those radio stations that struggle to keep going. It's the reason I ask you to please make sure you support that radio station first. Because if the radio station's not there, then they can't air the program. So I ask you to support the radio station first. But to every person that's ever prayed a prayer for this preacher or this radio ministry or that's ever been able to help us financially, this song by the Primitive Quartet goes out to you.
For many years I've traveled in this lowland, and always you have shown me loyalty,
loyalty.
Now I would like to tell you as a brother, you've been an inspiration to me,
to me.
All through this world below. Have you with me when I'm leaving to sail away to God's eternity,
eternity.
I know that you'll be faithful then as always. You've been an inspiration to me,
to me. You've been an inspiration,
an inspiration,
been an inspiration
all through this world below,
this world below.
I say that from the very, very depths of my heart. You've been an inspiration to me, and I hope that the program has been a blessing to you. Some of you have given sacrificially at different times over the years to help us because you felt the Lord laid it on your heart. There have been times I felt like giving up, but I felt like the Lord said, keep going. I looked for a particular song to play, and I couldn't find it. My dad died the week I turned 19 years old. But my dad always taught me, son, you do what the Lord leads you to do. You do your best, and then just leave the rest up to the Lord.
I remember when my daddy worked all day for just a dollar, and he never saved a penny, but at least the bills were paid. And I've never seen a man work half as hard and come home half as tired than give the Lord a tenth of all he made. Daddy said, I'm making payments on a mansion. And so many times he's told me this old world was not his home. And he told me he'd been promised he'd receive a fair reward. Daddy did the best he could, then left the rest up to the Lord. I've never seen a man that had more reason for complaining, but he'd smile at me explaining how he never walked alone. When they called me to his deathbed, I remember how my daddy just looked up and smiled and said, I'm going home. Daddy said, I'm making payments on a mansion, and so many times he's told me this old world was not his home. And he told me he'd been promised he'd receive a fair reward. Daddy did the best he could, then left the rest up to the Lord. Since my daddy left this world for one much better, I've been watching people worrying more and working for the things they can't afford. In this world that's filled with problems, no one's ever found the answer to the things my daddy left up to the Lord. Daddy said, I'm making payments on a mansion, and so many times he's told me this whole world was not his home. He told me he'd been promised he'd receive a fair reward, and that he did the best he could, then left the rest up to the Lord. My daddy did his best, then left the rest up to the Lord.
And that's the way it was. My daddy did his best, and he left the rest up to the Lord. That's what he taught us five boys to do. Four of us still living. And my mom died 3 years ago. And Mama was always proud when folk would say, "Why, you're Roger Boone's mama," because they listened to me on the radio. I hope somehow, some way, these 29 years, the program's blessed your heart. We've been able to say something or play a song that's blessed you. Won't be able to get in all this song. These young folk were always a blessing to me. Here's the Forbes family.
Make me whole. Let me live my life living in the name of love.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love.
I live my life with the help from the Lord above.
Living in the name of love. Living in the name of love. Praise God, I'm living in the name of love.
Well, that's all the time I have, folk. I've got to get out of here. That's our time for this time. So until the next time, this is Roger Boone saying goodbye, and may the Lord richly, richly bless you is our sincere prayer.
You've been listening to It's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And thanks for listening.